Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have, per usual, a plethora of music along with some community announcements and some news with some Filipino flavor. But in regards to community announcements, the first of which will be taking place this coming Saturday as the Phil Minnesotan Association will be having their annual debutantes ball, which will be taking place on Saturday, March the 7th. And this will be taking place at the Intercontinental Hotel in St. Paul, which is located at 11 Kellogg Boulevard East. This is the 47th presentation of debutantes and escorts. Looks like the festivities for the event begin at 6 p.m., where that's the cocktail hour, and then dinner will be served at 7, and the presentation of debutantes and escorts will take place at 8 p.m. There's five couples that are participating in this year's debutantes ball. And if you are looking for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 612-405-4475. And it's been a tradition for myself attending the debutantes ball even way back when I was a teenager, when I was 15 years old, way back, way, way, way back there in the early 90s, in, I believe, 1992. It's the first time I went to my first debutantes ball. I've participated in it three times, been an escort. I've had a sibling participate in it. I've had my daughter's brother participate in it. Nieces and my daughter, like her niece, her fellow cousin, will be a junior attendant this year. It's a place where I met some of my long-term friends. They've become really close friends. It's a place where I met my former co-host of the Filipino-American National News, Ramon Yu. And for some, if not many, young Filipina and Filipinos, it was the first time that they really met Filipinos like themselves that weren't their cousins, or first time they may have been ever attracted to someone that was Filipino in their lives. So it can be a really big watershed moment about learning about yourself as a Filipino and learning about your culture here in the Filipino community. For many, it's their first real experience in regards to learning about Filipino culture, the Filipino community here in Minnesota. And if you're wanting to see something where it gives you a unique perspective of the Phil Minnesotan Association's debutantes ball, there's a There's a documentary on YouTube that was made the year that COVID unfortunately caused the event to be canceled. But they did have a documentary that they produced that kind of gives a perspective of the debutantes ball, not only from some of the founding members of the event, but how this event impacted many generations of the Filipino community from the early onset, where maybe the Filipino youth back then didn't really find it as an event where it brought them more connected to the community, where you can see from probably maybe the 90s on that there maybe has been more of an impact of people getting more in tune about their culture, learning about some of the traditions, one of which is a debutantes, or known in the Philippines, a debut. So it's a really interesting introspective of what the Film Minnesota Association's debutante ball has meant to the community here in Minnesota. So it's one of those things, if people have an hour to spare, it's something that you can see and get your take on what the debutante ball is. I think, unfortunately, sometimes here in Minnesota, we as a community like to make blanket statements or perceptions of events or how events are run, but never attend those events. So it's easy to throw stones at glass windows if you never go inside those windows and actually see what the events are about or what these community organizations are about. So I think myself and former co-hosts of this show have given the community a unique perspective of an unfiltered perspective on how the community here is within Minnesota without any quote-unquote biases to one organization or the not one organization as opposed to the other. And I think that's what you need to do when trying to be involved in the community here, whether in a formal sense by going to many of the organizations here or just in the community or other organizations, whether they are formal or not, that by attending things, you get to understand the perspective rather than just making past judgments or making blanket statements without really knowing. But in regards to some other community events, the following weekend or the following week here in Minnesota, Joe Coy makes his return to the Twin Cities as he will be performing at the Mystic Lake Showroom on March the, and let me just get that pulled up right here. He'll be performing here on March the 12th at the Mystic Lake Showroom. I believe his opener will be a person that's been a staple of his performances, Joey Gila. And if certain things go right with schedules this week or maybe the week of the Joe Coy performance, you might see some content here on the Philippine American National News in relations to Joe Coy, but you'll have to listen and stay tuned for details on that and by following us on our social medias on not only Facebook but Instagram as well. And for our last community announcement that we're going to talk about for this week here on the Philippine American National News, the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota will be having their annual Philippine Cultural Night on April the 11th at the Kauffman Memorial Union from 6 to 9 p.m. And we'll have more information in regards to this event as the event gets closer. But for right now, we're going to play a song for an artist that will actually be in the Twin Cities on May the 13th as part of his tour. And that's none other than Bruno Mars. And this is his latest song, Risk It All.
Just a chance to win your heart. You could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Sure, you want the moon. Watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to. It's crazy, but it's true. There's
nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. Oh, I'll do anything, anything you ask me to.
Bruno Mars would risk it all. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every week here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM on your radio dial at kfai.org and by searching the Filipino American National News. Also can be heard on the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. Store shows are archived up to 2 weeks on those platforms. And as we mentioned earlier on the show, you can find our presence on both Facebook and Instagram. But right now, we're going to head over to the news desk and we're going to head over to the sports realm with our first two stories of the evening. Tallulah Prolix recently returned from a remarkable journey at the 2026 Winter Olympics. Reflecting on her experience, Prolix expressed her gratitude for her parents who supported her dreams from the very beginning at the Sundown Mountain in Dubuque. While we were exploring options of Sundown, I did a trial and shadowed with the racers, Prolix said. I just had so much fun that my parents were like, why not? She loves skiing and we should support her and see where this takes her. Prolix has come a long way since those early days. Over the past decade, she has trained in Vail, Colorado and Park City, Utah. Leading to her dream coming true, earning a chance to compete on the Olympic stage. It was just so insane, Prolix said. Seeing these people in real life, it was like, oh my gosh, they're not just like on my TV. These skiers that I look up to, but they're actually here and I'm competing against them. Prolix made history as the youngest and first female Filipina to compete in the Winter Olympics representing the Philippines. She says her time in Milan Cortina has been transformative. It's amazing, and I'm so grateful for all the people I've met here, Prolix said. I've gained so much inspiration and so much passion just from being here. And I'm extra motivated now that I've been at the Olympics and I've experienced it once. It's honestly been a life changing. She raced in two events, placed 52nd in the Giants slalom and 50th in the slalom. Despite not winning any medals, the experience left Prolex with a profound sense of gratitude. It was insane. Like when I crossed the finish line, I don't think I breathed a single time during the course, she said. I took a big, deep breath and looked up, and it was just the stands and the camera on me, and I was like, this is so insane that I'm here. Polo X reflected on her journey from Sundown Mountains to the Olympics. I do think it's kind of crazy that starting in a small little Sundown, which I love so much, it truly has a special place in my heart, and that being here in Milano Cortina, I think it also goes to show how much effort I put into it, she said. While the Olympics may not have brought home hardware for Polo X, it certainly brought an overwhelming sense of achievement and gratitude. And now to the boxing world. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao were at odds over the proposed format for their rematch before their eventual agreeing to terms. The boxing legends are set to run it back, their rivalry, on September 19th at the Las Vegas Sphere, 11 years after their lucrative first fight. That night, in May 2015, Mayweather got his hands raised via unanimous decision, but Pacquiao is now out to exact the revenge by taking TBE's zero. Mayweather has initially pushed for the rematch to be an exhibition so as not to risk a blemish on his perfect 50-0 record. However, Pacquiao flat out refused the request. The Filipino superstar returned to the paid ranks last July to hold Mario Barrios to a draw in a WBC welterweight title fight. Keen to keep his momentum going, Pacquiao declared that he wouldn't renew his hostilities with Mayweather unless it was a professional contest. Just happened that I'm still active in the boxing, and he came out of retirement to do it again. So this is it, Pacquiao said, told SportsCenter. I learned a lot from that fight way back in 2015. I think we became mature in how to handle the pressures, and I hope it doesn't happen again like it did in 2015. I'm hoping for this time around, no more excuses, especially to my condition and also for everything. Before, he wanted an exhibition fight against me, but I disagreed. I didn't want to fight with exhibition rules. I want to fight a real fight. So this is it. This is what I've been waiting for, Pacquiao continued. He later warned Mayweather, I want Floyd to live with one loss on his professional record and always remember who gave it to him. While Pacquiao has plenty to say, Mayweather has only released one short statement since the announcement. I already fought and beat Manny once, Mayweather said in a statement. This time will be the same result. Pacquiao and Mayweather are set to square off at the welterweight, 147 pounds, the same weight they met at the first time around. The bout will take place over identical 12 three-minute rounds. And for right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from an artist by the name of Morissette. And this is her song, Akin Ka Na Lang.
Ba't di ko matanggap
is Morissette with Aking Ka Na Lang. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino-American National News, and we're going to close out this evening's show from a song from a group known as Crazy As Pinoy. And the name of this song is Tayo Pa Kaya. Stay tuned for sound effects.
I just found out I'm listening to Fresh Air Community Radio.
That's KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and online at kfai.org.
And you're listening too.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stearns.